All right, we're coming back to the Tosa Rush on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph in Sukkah. Yeah, we had a couple things hanging. One was really we didn't define the machlokas between the Tosa Rush and Tosas, so we'll go over those facts and define that. And also, then there was this whole question about mishmush in general. Is it after Yemesiyach Das, before Yemesiyach Das? But I think if you read the Rush carefully, meaning I don't think we didn't read it correctly. I think if you read it carefully, I think those questions will be answered. So let's just go over it in the Tosa Rush, okay? Tosas himself on Mem Vav Amud Aleph, the Tosas over there concludes that Mestavra is that they made the bracha of Lishmor as Chukav. Because Tosas holds, it's hard to say that they made Kol HaNiach when it's the Tefillin HaMunochim Va'omden. So he can't believe that there's a bracha for Mishmush. Even if you say it has some kind of a din of Hanacha, but it's not a real Maisa Hanacha in the full physical sense of the term. So he doesn't believe it. He also has to be Lishmor as Chukav. Okay? And we didn't explain that yet. Like, what kind of bracha is that? What kind of idea is that? And like the Rush asks very well, whatever it means over there by the Gemara Brachas, the Gemara Nida, that's a question of siluk tefillin, taking them off. How do you apply it over here? All right, so let's take a look. Let's just read the Russian side first. Tosa Rush. She says, Kol Amos de Meshamshi Behu Mevarchi. Mitzvah L'mashmesh Behem Shelo Yasiach Daito. De Beperakama De Yuma Yalfina Mitzitz. De Matzit She'im Bo El Azkar Achas Amra Torah Vayal Mitzvah Tamid Shelo Yasiach Daito Mimeno. Okay, and then, of course, the Gemara continues. He doesn't quote the rest of the Gemara. Kal V'chomer, tefillin that has many more Azkaros, and therefore for sure there's a din of that you can't be Mesiach Das from it. Okay. V'lo isparish my mavarach. And it doesn't explain what bracha do you make. V'nirish yu mavarchin laniach, k'moshu mavarchin b'shaatz anacha. So first he starts off with, maybe it's laniach. V'teima, matzarach levarach laniach, harei kfar munachim v'omdem. Right, what do you mean? What do you have to make a laniach? Aye, they're already munachim v'omdem. U'mistavah de mavarach lishmor chukav. Kamo de mavarach yibasa de mesalki, tfilayu, kidisa v'perek bo zimet. So now he says, like Tosas and in Sukkah, it's mistavah the what? They must have made a lishmor chukav. Just like they make that bracha when they take off the tefillin. Okay, b'nei Eretz Yisrael. As it is stated in Bas Simon and in Mesach Nida, v'lo nihirali. Rosh says, but that doesn't appear proper to me. Okay, v'lo nihirali. The high bracha lo shaych el b'shas siluk. Because that bracha is only shaych when you do at the time of siluk. Ulamandam laila loves man's villainu, and only according to the mandama holds that laila's loves man's villain. V'shemart z'chukas zos b'chukas tefillin akosu medaber. V'dafki kashu mesalkin samach hashecha d'yesh mitzvah l'silukon. And it's a kiyam of a pasuk of v'shemart z'chukas. And it's only when you take them off mamish before nightfall where there's a mitzvah in their siluk. So the Rush is arguing, therefore, whatever the bracha means, the bracha is only appropriate by siluk tefillin to mekayim that pasuk. What's it got to do with being a mashmesh betfilov because of Eschadas? So the Rush does not make that transference that Tosus in our Tosus thinks is mustavra, but the Rush rejects it. So what does the Rush think now? Hilkoch nearly shemavarech lahaniach. So the Rush says no. Therefore, it's nearly that they made a lahaniach the Rabbanim de Beir Ravashi. V'hai de mevarchi kol emas de mishamshi b'ho, hainu la'achar she'esichu daitam, v'havi mishmur zeh kitchilas hanacha. You understand what the Rush is saying? He said it's not. He's saying it's not because of the idea of chayev adam lamashpesh betfilin kol shah. See, he's knocking out that premise. This whole discussion in Tosfos up until this point started off that kol emes to mishamshi b'hu mevarchi. Why? Because there's a mitzvah lamashpesh b'hu based on the Gemara in Yuma because of hesach hadas a kal v'chomer mitzitz. But then the rush gets caught. What bracha do they make? Doesn't make sense. They made a laniach, and it doesn't make sense. They make lishmor as chukav. Now the rush changes the premise. At this point, he says hilchach nearly shemavarch laniach v'haydem avarchi kolaymis v'shashpul haynu la'achar sheisichu daitam. It's not the halach. The Gemara in Yuma is talking to prevent hesach hadas. He's saying no. The rabbanit the bei ravashi have nothing to do with the halacha. This is, well, I mean, nothing to do, but not that case. Their case is Rabbanu Debei Rav Ashi, where they knew they were Mesiach Das already. Now, what do you do when you're wearing tefillin and you're Mesiach Das? So they held Yechayev in a bracha. You're Mamashmesh B'tfilov and Yechayev in a bracha. That is considered, and that fits into our svara. I'm just saying it takes care of our problems, though, what the cases. No, Rabbanu Debei Rav Ashi would never make a bracha if they weren't. If they were doing the regular lacha of chayav adam lamashmesh betfilov, they would not make a bracha because they haven't broken their relationship to the tefillin, not physically, and not insofar as the das gavra, the kiyam gavra. So neither thing would. But over here, now they have. Now the guy realized I was Mesiach Das. Now what do you do? So Rabbanu Debei Rav Ashi, they would go ahead and make a bracha. They were physically wearing them. They held Yechayev in a bracha. If you break the Kiyam Gavra, the real objective of tefillin, which is the Kiyam Gavra, if you break that, if you forfeit that, then it has a din of a secondary hanacha. That's what they're saying. So everything's now kafta v'farach. Are the things that we didn't understand last week. I think, David, that you asked. Chayav adam mashpesh tefillin is, yes, shelo yasiach taito mehem. That halacha is, you should touch your tefillin every so often, so that you should not be mesiach das. Because that is a key idea of relating to the Yichud Hashem and the whole Kedushas tefillin. But now the question is, what is if you are Mesiach Das? So that's what the Rabbanu Debei Rav Ashi held at Yemek Bracha. And that's why you see Tosas, the Rush could not learn like Tosas, because he could not figure out, if you weren't really Mesiach Das, so what kind, you're going to get stuck. What Bracha do you make? That's what was bothering him. And then he says, V'yesh Mefarshim, Kol emas de mimashmeshi b'hu lachziran lemkoman upigon shi yatsu chutz l'makom manachas tefillin. And then there are those who want to learn who can't accept the Rush's idea, who learn that it must be that the tefillin literally moved out of place. So now it's literally a new maisa hanacha. Okay. I don't know if there's a hav. Maybe there's a hav meaning. There was. So what's the chiddush of Rabbanu Debei Rav Ashi? It did that. I don't know. Maybe if it moves out of place, it's still somehow related. I'm not sure. But that's because they're making that move because they cannot accept even any kind of bracha that's not literally considered to be a physical maisa hanacha. That it's in the proper place of the Zroa and the Rosh. But that's the at least, I just want to straighten that out, because that takes care of that. That was bothering us, what's going on here. But it's no, he's not at all. Right, exactly. He's not arguing with the Rav. No, that's right. He's not arguing with the Rav. He's explaining the Gemara. And the Gemara in Yuma is the Gemara in Yuma. The Rosh Paschim, the Rambam, would like the Rambam's Gemara in Yuma, the way he formulated it. And now he's just explaining what Rabbanu de Beirut. He's not even saying what he paskins like. He's not getting into that. He's just explaining the Gemara. What did Rabbanu de Beirut Ravashi make? What brach they make? And when did they do it? That's it. And the answer is they did it when there was actually a forfeiture of one aspect of tefillin, i.e. the Kiyam Gavra, the Din Gavra, and the tefillin. Okay, so now the question is, now let's take up the Machlokes, the Russian Tosas, where Tosas is of the opinion that Mishmush, that the Rabbanu de Beir Ravashi held that the Mishmush of Chayav Adam Lashmesh the Tfilov is Boi Bracha. And it requires a Bracha because, which Bracha we're learning now? Oh, of Lishmor Shukav. Yeah, Laniach, we did it already. But because of the Bracha is Lishmor Shukav. So now that brings us to a Machlokas, Tosas and the Rush. So Tosas says it's Lishmor Shukav. He holds that's Mistavra. And the Rush can't understand it because Lishmor Shukav was Niskan and said by Bnei Marava when they took off tefillin because of a Shemarta Zachuka. Hazos miyamoda miyamim miyamima. Okay. So what's that machlokas? And of course, what is the idea altogether that you make a bracha? What kind of idea is that you make a bracha when you take off your tefillin? What kind of idea is that? When do you see such a bracha like that? When do you see a bracha for the... It's okay, you're not supposed to wear your tefillin at night. Okay, good, so you take them off. That's what you're supposed to do. When do you see him make a bracha like that? Okay? So I would follow along your lines, but just say a little differently. I'm pretty sure this is an idea I first heard years and years ago. Boy, it might have been in high school, actually. I think I might have heard this in high school. Can't remember if I heard it from Rebbe or from one of the guys at a Mishmar in his name. But it's based on it. Now, it was going to take a little bit further than the way I remember it. Which is like this. That Vishamartas Chukka Hazos L'mod HaMiyamim Yamima, it's really demanding a privation from tefillin. It's a privation from tefillin. In other words, the natural person in Torah is a wearer of tefillin. And now the Torah is telling you that for some reason, which we don't have to speculate right now, but for some reason, Kedushas tefillin is such that it should not be worn at night. It's usher to be worn. That's the chukah. So maybe the idea is like this, that the maisa of siluk tefillin, that maisa, which is a maisa that creates a state in the gavra because of the kedushas tefillin, that itself gets a bracha. Meaning, there's a kiyum gavra of kedushas tefillin b'silukan, just as b'hinuchan. Because since it's a privation because of chukas tefillin, so it's a kiyum gavra. He's now putting himself in a state of privation from tefillin, because he is someone who shomer the chukas tefillin itself. So there's the maisa siluk of tefillin is a kiyum. It itself is a kiyum, and that's why you make a bracha. But if you don't have a iser balayla, so you're not going to have a kiyum. You're not going to have it because it's not going to be a state of privation. It'll be just some gzeira derabanan. Or if you take them out off in the middle of the day, okay, so stop, you're just taking them off. You're not doing it because of any kiyum that the Torah is formulating. Stam, you take him off, whatever reason, we don't know why. But when you take him off, samach l'chashecha, so, and you hold v'shamar tzichuk azos, is it din in tefillin, not Pesach? So now it's a state of privation, so it's a kiyum gavra of privation, and it's a kiyum of chukas tefillin. So therefore, there's a maisa silik that you make a bracha for that. So maybe that's the machlokas now between the Rush and Tosus. Tosus learned, the Rush learns exactly what was just said. So therefore, it can't be, where are you going with that? But maybe Tosus learns a more universal idea. That's true, that's the particular application over there. But really what Tosa says is what you know universally is any time you do a Maisa that's a Kiyum Gavra of Kedushas Tefillin, it's Boi Bracha. That's what the Rabbanan de Rav Ashi held. Now it's just like over there when you do Siluk Tefillin. That's a Kiyum Gavra of Kedushas Tefillin, and you see there's a Bracha. So they learn that's a universal. Lishmar es chukav means anytime you do something that anytime you do a maisa of vigilance, that's a kiyum in the kedushas chukas atfilin, that is going to demand a bracha. But the Rush didn't like that. The Rush held no. Lishmar es chukav is a specific bracha where you're dealing with privation, the state of privation. Not just anything that's a kiyum, a maisa that's a kiyum gavra of the kedushas tefillin. It's only if it's a maisa of privation. That's the bracha. It was niskan for a very specific type of scenario. A specific thing where that maisa is related to a positive state of privation. But if it's something else, you have no right to derive to that case. And maybe that's the machlokas, Russian Tosus. There is it right? Is the bracha niskan for the maisa that relates to the kiyum chuka of privation, or do I say no? I could say that really that's just a particular case, but really lishmaras chukav is wherever you're vigilant about the kedushas tefillin. So mishmush. To prevent Hesach Hadas is itself a vigilance about, a positive vigilance of Kiyam Kiddushas Tefillin. So that also gets a bracha. That'll be the machlokas between the Rush and Tosus. And obviously, like, you know, when these Gemaras are talking, Chayav Adam Mashmesh, I mean, you know, these guys are wearing Tefillin all day long. You know, yeah, Tosa says that we would never make this bracha, even when we take them off for Shabbos and Yontif. But that's not because Lishmor, it's not V'shamar Tazachuka. That's very good. It's nothing to do with the Kiyam Kedushas Gavra. It's a separate idea of Os, whatever it is. Separate business. That's why the Macha. It's a separate sif, a simon unto itself. Simon Chavtas. Ein levarech shum bracha kishachol eitz tefillin. Afilo kishachol tzomer Shabbos ben Hashmashas. Funny. So Mishnah Berurah says, why pirish? Lafuki memay damrin and the b'nei marava yom avacha shekin shem sov tzivana lishmah chukav. Basu the masalki tefillin b'layla. Shema yusovim the layla lavzman tefillin hu.
Acher
V'layla kaimel on the zman tefillin hu. Ach ein la nicham lechachilu de gazur shema yisham behem v'yafiach. Hilkach ein lavarech. Yeah. Now what does he say by banish mashas? What's his whole... So that's what the Mechaber is trying to show you. That the bracha is a real bracha. It's not like some das yechidi. No, it's a serious bracha. It makes sense. The only thing is, we have the pasuk, Laila is zman tefillin. And since Laila is zman tefillin, there's no concept of a zman of privation. There's no idea of privation. And even Shabbos is not idea of privation. It's not an idea of being privated from tefillin. It's a problem of the zilzul of Shabbos. It's not a lacha in the kedushas tefillin of the kiyum of the gavra. There's nothing to do with that. Separate topic. And that doesn't demand such a bracha like that. That's what it's saying. There's no kiyum of privation on Shabbos. Really, from the standpoint of tefillin inherently, this really should be zman tefillin. It's a separate reason why the tefillin gets knocked out. But I'm not formulating that. That's, you see, there's a lot of issues over there. So let's leave that a go.